could have been there.
I wish I could have been there. Would not that have been something to have been there? Oh, we know we live in the great day, the coming of the Lord, and what's awaiting us is just as grand, and I don't want to put that down, but I wish I could have been there. I'm telling you, that had to have been a grand day. Well, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast all over the world. Hey, we got a great program today. I want you to hear this. Our body, a sacred temple. Our body. A sacred temple. I'm going to show you in this Bible today that our body is a sacred temple. And then I'm going to deal with the matter of divine healing, supernatural healing, miracles, wonders. The New Testament is full of them. The New Testament is full of them. Where are they today? I said, where are they today? Where are the miracles today? Where are the supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit? You know what Jesus said, don't you, about the day of Pentecost? He said, and listen, this is it. I want to read the scripture. I didn't have the scripture. We shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Now, I want to do three things today, and I want you right in the middle of it. The first thing I want to do is talk about this body, a temple of the Holy Ghost. This body, a sacred vessel. Your body is not just a body of an animal. You're not just a pig or some creature of the earth. You're not a bird. You're not an eagle. There are many comparisons in the Bible to the body. One of the best is, of course, the eagle. But I want to tell you, your body is a sacred temple. God created you for His glory. Now I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians, the language of the great Apostle Paul, and I want to read you something. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, meat for the belly, and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. But you're not going to believe that. You'll believe it. The next part of that verse is, and the Lord is for the body. And the Lord for the body. Jesus died for your body. There's one main purpose. I know He died to redeem the whole universe. But the creature that God had created, men and women, was God's sacred temples that He made for His glory, and Jesus died to redeem those sacred temples. Jesus died to redeem every man and every woman that is listening to me. Jesus died to redeem those that are not listening to me. And your body is a sacred temple. And He says it very plainly, the body is for the Lord. It's not for fornication. It's not for adultery. It's not for homosexuality. It's not for lesbianism. It's not for any of those moral sins out there, sexual sins. Your body is for the Lord. And then He says the Lord is for the body. Now that really makes this whole business of Calvary a mighty and marvelous thing, that He died to redeem you. He died to call you out of this destruction in which you live in, into a family of faith, a family of the body of Christ, the miracle family of God. And healing you is one of the main promises and provisions in this Bible. Don't you let anybody tell you that when you pray for a healing, that you've got to say, is it the Lord's will for me to be healed? Oh, Lord, if it's your will you heal me? That is to deny and question the divinity of God. That is to deny and question the sacred promises of this holy Bible. When He said, by my stripes you are healed, He did not suggest that for a sacred few, a handful, some elitist group. He said that for every man and woman who belongs to Him. So I want you to understand the body, how sacred the body is, that is, it is the Lord's body. And the Lord is for the body, and the body is for the Lord. Those are his words, that this is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Now, you've got to understand how sacred the body is. You've got to understand the whole purpose of Calvary. You've got to understand why he died on the cross. You got to understand the promises of the Bible as it relates to this temple, the body. And then you can understand miracles, supernatural work. Read the 14 letters of Apostle Paul from Romans, to the book of Hebrews. Read those 14 letters and watch for the times that you see this supernatural activity of the Holy Ghost in the life of this great apostle and those who walked with him and those who served with him. It is a picture that's breathtaking. I'm writing this book, as you know, and I'm coming down to the completion of it now, but it has opened my mind to how sacred your temple is. How sacred your body is. Nobody dealt with that like Apostle Paul in 1st and 2nd Corinthians. It is just loaded with wonderful promise. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know you not that your body are the members of Christ? Your bodies are the members of Christ. If you're born again, you are a member of Christ. You are part of Christ's body. You are a sacred temple. You are special to him. He calls you his jewels in one occasion. Even in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, he calls us his jewels. And he speaks of us with the most tender of love and the most marvel of grace and with supernatural words. You are his. If you're saved, if you've been born again, If you're walking with God. Now, you can't get saved and sit in a rocking chair. You got to grow up in the Lord. The Bible says we're to live in the Bible that we may mature and grow and put on perfection and put on his divine nature and walk with him and obey him and be pure before him. And then in that life of purity and righteousness, he promises divine healing. Now, you don't, many times sinners are healed. In fact, he will heal any sinner when he sees in that sinner a turning to him, or a willingness to turn to him, a readiness to turn to him. He will heal that sinner. And today, during this broadcast, I'm expecting supernatural miracles to occur all over my audience. Not just those hearing it right now, but those who hear it later today. Those who hear it on the YouTube, and those who hear it on the Twitter, and those who hear it on Facebook, and those who hear it on our internet service. We just want you to know that you can be healed. You can be divinely healed. And I'm going to believe God. You know, something in the Old Testament, I just went back and read it again this morning, the book of Psalms that I really love. It says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. That's in Psalms 107, verses 20. 107, Psalms, verses 20. He sent his word and healed them. You know what Isaiah 53 says, by his stripes we are healed. You know what Peter said, by his stripes we were healed. These are promises of God, friend. Your body is the temple of God. You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to fornication and adultery. You don't belong to homosexuality and lesbianism. You don't belong to that crazy world of living a free, immoral sex life. You don't. And as a saint of God, you cannot do it. And as a saint of God, you will not do it. It's just that simple. Just that simple. Now, if your body is that sacred and he has sent his word to heal us, why are not more people being healed? Now, let me read to you in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The church of Jesus Christ is his body. Every church should be a place where the virtue of healing is manifest. preachers should have regular opportunities to anoint people with oil and to pray the prayer of faith and to see them healed. You should send prayer cloths anointed with oil after being in the presence of the moving of the Holy Ghost to people who are sick. Doing exactly what the Bible did. Nothing beyond the Bible and nothing lesser than the Bible. I am one of those who goes by the Bible. I don't go beyond it and I don't get behind it. I go in the sacred pages of the Bible. It's the pure word of God. And don't tell me you can't be healed. I don't care who's listening to me. It's a crippled foot. It may be a short foot. It may be a limb that's out of whack. It may be a back problem. It may be cancer. It may be a garter on the throat. It may be some other disease of any description, some infirmity of any nature. He wants to heal you. And right now, he sent his word to heal you. And at any time during this program, and you will claim your miracle, I am sitting here believing with you for supernatural miracles and wonders during this program. If you are bound with a demon, bind that demon and command it out of you. Now, you claim that deliverance from that old spirit, this whole transgender thing that's spreading across America is nothing but demon possession. The only way a man can think he's a woman is if a demon has possessed him and is working that contrary nature in him. So transgender is demon possession. Are you listening to me? And the Holy One will deliver you from it. If you are a person right now claiming transgender and you want to return to this Bible and the way of the Lord, you just right now bow your head and stretch your hand toward this internet or this radio and you claim your deliverance. And I command that demon to leave you. I command that demon to get out of you, to go back to the pit of hell, to go back to some swine that it used to dwell in. I command you, demon, you have no right. You have no right, demon. You have no right, and we will not give you the right. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing you, with you, for miracles. He said it, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost dwells in me. I'm nothing but a channel. I'm nothing but a little vessel. I'm nothing but just an ordinary believer who loves this Bible. But God's supernatural. God is a mighty God, and he wants to heal you. He wants to heal you, okay? Now, let's go to some other scriptures. Let's go to Acts 5 and 12. You see, the Bible is the final word. Acts 5 and 12. And let me read to you what the Bible says. Hear the word of the Lord now. Let me find, make sure I have the right place here. I wouldn't believe I did that today, but sometimes I do that. 5 and 12, I'm there now. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Hey, I like that, don't you? Do you believe that? And by the hand of the apostles, many signs and wonders were wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And he goes on to tell the story. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 6 and verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now, I'm going to read some more. But the Bible is plain that that New Testament church was a Holy Ghost-filled church. And supernatural miracles were occurring naturally. Now, naturally, but in a supernatural fashion. You see, it's as natural for God to be supernatural as it's natural for you to be natural. Now, listen to that. Let me say it again. It is as natural for God to be supernatural as it's natural for you to be natural. God is a supernatural God. If God is in the midst of a people, if God is in the midst of a church, then supernatural things are going to be happening. They are supposed to happen. It is right for them to happen. It happened in that first church, and we are no more than an extension, no less neither, than the first church. Do you understand that? No more and no less. We do the same things they do. We do nothing they don't do. Anything people are involved in that's not in this Bible is nothing but a false doctrine, a false idea, a false thinking. This Bible is the true word of God. And I love that. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now let's go over to Acts 9 and 33. Let's go to 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down unto the saints which dwell at Lydda, and there found a certain man named Aeneas. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Rise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Now, Peter was just one of those disciples, one of those apostles. He was a Holy Ghost-filled man. And Jesus had plainly told them that the works he did, they were to do also. And that's still true today. And so I'm telling you, you're sick in your bed and you've been there for years. Get up. Rise out of that bed, stand up on your feet, and be healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that Son of the living God. You see, I am dedicating the rest of my life to miracles, supernatural miracles and supernatural wonders and great healing. I'm dedicating my life to that. That's what I want to be part of from now till he takes me home. Whether I go by grave or by rapture, that's up to him. I'd like to go by rapture. I can confess that. But I want to see you healed. I've got an audience out there that's been some of you, my audience, for over 40 years. And I've preached nothing but the truth to you. I never will preach nothing but the truth to you. But you can be healed. And I want you to be healed. And I'm fixing in just a moment to give you chances to call. We'll pray for you over the air. Now, we won't pray for anybody without praying for everybody. Every time we pray, we're going to be praying for anybody and everybody. And we're going to believe God to work miracles. We're going to believe God to heal. He is a God of supernatural miracles. Let me take you back. Let me take you back to Mark chapter 16. That's one of those books that the church world loves to hate. Mark 16. Man, they love to hate that book. Why do they hate that book? Why do they hate what Mark said at the end of the book? Well, because they're not doing it. That's simple. You know, when you're not doing it, you're not living in it. You want to get rid of it. You want to throw it out of the Bible. And many have thrown it out of the Bibles. You won't find, I don't think, any of these new Bibles that has these verses in it. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Well, you know that. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're ready to follow him, he's going to save you. Yes, you should be baptized. Baptism has nothing to do with saving you. It is the expression of your being saved. It is the testimony of your being saved. It is synonymous in the physical what God has done with you in the spiritual. Okay, you understand that? Remember, there was a thief on the cross that went to heaven with Jesus. And Jesus said to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He was saved on the cross. He had no chance to be baptized, but he still went with the Lord and was right that day with the Lord in paradise. So if you believe, you'll be saved. If you believe right now, you'll be saved. You'll be saved watching this program. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, I believe with all my heart. I don't have one doubt in my mind about this Bible, about the Christ I belong to, about the power of his virtue. I know he heals one and all. He doesn't just heal part of you. He heals anybody of you that will trust him, that will turn yourself over to him. Every pastor out there, if you'll get in this Bible and start living in this Bible, you can start seeing miracles in your church. You can start having a prayer chain, a prayer line, instead of sending your people to the doctor to spend everything they can get their fingers on. You're going to see them healed in your church. You're going to see miracles. You're going to see wonders. Hallelujah. I remember one time a little lady by the name of Donna Sizemore. Many of my people remember her. She was raised in this church, in Paul Creek Church. Donna Sizemore. And Donna really got sick with the flu. I mean, she got sick. She was a Kilman to begin with, but married to Butch. And she got sick with the flu. And I went to visit, you know. She's in the bed. She's sick as a dog. I went two or three times, and Donna got no better. And I remember saying, Donna, I won't be back until I'm coming back for you to be healed. And so I went home, pushed my plate back, and I wouldn't eat for 3 days. I wouldn't eat a meal, wouldn't eat a thing. I prayed, fasted for Donna. When I finished, I said, now it's time. I felt it in my heart to go pray for her. I went, and immediately she was healed. Immediately. She was healed. See, that's how God does it. Now, God don't do it to make me look nothing. I am nothing. I'm just an old man, you know. I told somebody a while ago, can't always stand to wear my shoes anymore. My feet get so tired of shoes, you know. They're just getting older. Those bones are cranky, and you know how it is, you old folks. But I'll tell you one thing, the God I serve is not old at all. He's still as sovereign and real as he's ever been, and he wants to heal you. So he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they drink anything, any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now that's the Bible. That's not Joe Chambers. That's the Bible. And pity the man or woman who will take that out of the Bible and penknife the scripture and bring a curse on themselves. You take that out of the Bible, or you believe these Bibles has took it out of it, you're bringing a curse on yourself. No wonder you're not having any miracles. No wonder there's no wonders taking place in your life. You need a miracle, folks. You need a miracle now. I got so much I can say, but I want you to say something. So the lines are open. Here, let me give you the number, and I'll put it up on the screen for you, because I want you to call me, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, and then 800 anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And that's a beautiful, beautiful telephone number. 1-800-33-TRUTH. 33-TRUTH. That 8-7-8-8-4 spells T-R-U-T-H. Okay? 1-800-33-TRUTH. 1-800-33-TRUTH. Oh, what a joy to bring this program to you. And I sense the presence of the Holy Ghost reaching out across the radio signal and the internet signal, and somebody getting a miracle. Now, you get a miracle, you just call and tell us about it. You say, well, let me wait a week. That's fine with me. You just call and tell me when you're ready. Now, the lines are open. I want to pray with you, and I want to talk with you, and I want you to ask any question about divine healing you'd like to ask. Any question about the sacredness of the human body you'd like to ask. Anything that you can ask that would open the scripture to you. You don't know, somebody else may be wanting to ask the question, and they don't have the nerve to call. So you get up the nerve to call. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want you to be healed. Right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I want you to be healed. I'm claiming a miracle. I'm claiming a miracle. You possessed with the devil in the name of Jesus. You start saying that name, Jesus. 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 And I bind that spirit, command that spirit out of you. Homosexual, sodomite, transgender, fornicator, adulteress, you know, whatever your wickedness is, it may be lying, cheating, or stealing. It may be that you're just mean as a dog. It may be that you've lied and you've lived like the devil. What, you may be a drunk. You may be a drug addict. Whatever it is, I want you to know he come to deliver you from your destruction. He come to deliver you from your life of sin. He come to set you free of those powers of darkness. And I'm believing for it right now. I'm believing for it right now. He wants you to have a miracle in your life. He wants you to have a supernatural event in your life. He wants you to become full and whole and well again, to praise him and honor him. And then he wants you to tell it to everybody you know that Jesus has healed you. What he brought you from, where he brought you to, what he's done in your life. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm sitting here just sitting on go, praising God for what I'm telling you about, and telling you that this Bible is the pure perfect word of God. This Bible is the pure, perfect word of God. And on, while you're calling, I'm going to go to Acts chapter 13 and verse 10. Acts chapter 13 and verse 10. Listen to this. And now this is, wait a minute, read verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. He's dealing with an old rejecter, evil person who wanted to do damage to the kingdom and stop this man Paulus from being saved. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord? I've got people who listen to this program who are always trying to pervert the right way of the Lord. We've had people, many, to call us trying to pervert the things of the Scripture. I want to tell you, friend, you better leave it alone. Somebody, and it could be Brother Chambers, will set his eyes on you and turn you to being blind for a few days until you repent and turn from your wickedness. We live in a day that we can have supernatural wonders and miracles in the house of God, and I'm believing for it. I'm committed to it. I hope you can tell I'm a new man today. God is going to do some things in a way and on a number, on a scale like I've never seen, because he's a mighty God. He's a supernatural God. He's a miracle working God. And I want you to be healed that's listening to me right now. Now, if you doubt this healing power, and you've been told certain things about it, and you're all out of whack with it, and you cannot accept it, why don't you call and let's talk about it? Call and let's talk about it. If you've already had a miracle, call and tell me about it. I've told you two or three of mine. I'm going to tell you another one while you're calling. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Now, light up those lights, okay? Light up those lights. How many out there believe in divine healing? Do I have an audience that no longer believes in divine healing? Have I got these thousands of people that listen to me every week all down through the eastern part of North Carolina, down in South Carolina, up in West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware, up in that area, all over Charlotte, all over Gastonia, all over Stanley, all over probably Shelby, Concord, down in Rock Hill, Fort Mill? Have I got an audience that nobody believes in divine healing? If you believe in divine healing, call me and tell me, okay? I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to know if the whole church is left off believing in divine healing. I really do. I know you haven't. I know you haven't. I know the virtue to heal is still as wonderful as it's ever been. I've been healed so many times. Great day. Here I'm 80. I've had a heart attack. I've had cancer. I've had gallbladder. And he healed me of all of them. Every one of them. He healed me of them. He's a mighty God to heal. And you're on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Well, where are we? Oh, I know what's wrong. It's me. Here you are. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, you know, I'm on the air.
To search for the name you wish to dial.
All right. Something is wrong with that line, and I don't know what it is. Okay, let's take another line. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I'm not getting anybody, and I'm not sure what is going on here. We had a very questionable call early, and when we do, they mess up things. And my phone right now is all messed up, and this is the devil. Now, I want to tell you something. Whoever that is out there that's perverting this work of God, I want to charge you with the judgment of the Heavenly Father. I'm charging you to be judged and under the very wrath of God until you quit calling and messing up the phones at this place. You hear me? In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, I believe you, God, to stop them in the name of Christ for the honor of our Savior and of our Lord, that Christ might be magnified. That Christ might be magnified. You on the air, may I help you, please? Well, it is amazing to me. I know that my equipment, are you there now?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We got it straight. And the Lord gave us a miracle because my phone was all messed up.
Yes, sir. I do believe in divine healing. And my wife and I both are ministers of the gospel. We work for God, serve God. But for the last 2 years, my wife has been bad off sick. Right now, she's in ICU in the hospital. And I'm trusting God for healing. And I know he heals, and I know it's God's will, but I don't understand why he won't heal my wife.
All right, he wants to heal your wife. What is her first name?
Janice.
Janice. Jehovah God, I believe you for Janice right now. I believe you for Bircha. When this brother gets to the hospital with his wife and lays his hand on her, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I want him to be the conduit. I want him to be the vessel. I want him to be the channel. Let virtue flow through him into this precious woman named Janice and heal her body and make her well. And I claim it, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I believe it done. I guess that brother hung up as I was praying. I claim that Janice is healed. How many of you can claim that with me? I claim Janice is healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord wants to heal one and all. Nobody is of lack of interest in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for touching my phones and getting them straightened out. I don't know what was going on, but I know the mighty God that heals and the mighty God that saves. Now, you grab your phone and you call. I want to hear from you. I don't know what happened that made that go off, but something, and we've had calls like this both at my home and here now, all the way back to December of last year. And somehow, some kind of electrical charge is sent into our system and messes up things. But we are healed, and that person is stopped right now. I claim that. See, I think it's time we quit messing with the devil's crowd. I think it's time we start putting them on the hill. I really do. I mean, we have the power of the Lord working in his church. The body of Christ is a real thing. It's not a game. It's not something that's just to be treated lightly. It's real. It's mighty. And God heals wherever there's a need. He's the healer. And if you want a miracle, he'll give you one today. Now, I thank God for healing Janice. How many of you can claim Janice healed? Now, there's a dear brother told I have a hard time remembering his name. I've never met him. A minister. He's down in Florida right now in a rehabilitation center. He's trusted God for a lot of years, but had a stroke in a pulpit and woke up in the hospital. He's completely paralyzed on one side, and I claim a miracle with him. We've been having prayer for him, calling on God and believing for a miracle, and he's a precious brother. Great preacher man. Will you claim it with us? In Jesus' name, I believe you to heal our brother and make him perfectly well. Now, I'm praying for you. Everybody listening, I want to know where you are, what you are thinking, where you are in this great healing ministry. Do you need a miracle? Would you like a miracle this very day, right during this radio program? I'm claiming it. I claim Janice completely healed. When that dear pastor lays his hand on her, I believe she will be healed miraculously and for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to claim that for Janice, because God is a mighty healer. God is a mighty healer. He never fails. He's a God that works miracles. He's a God that does wonderful things. I want to take you over in the book of Acts. How many of you remember the story of Paul riding on the ship to Rome? And the ship, of course, went into shipwreck. It was a harrying and terrible time. And the ship was utterly destroyed. Every person on the ship was saved because an angel had appeared to Paul and told him that they would be saved. And they landed on this island of heathens and pagans. Heathens and pagans. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And the barbarous people showed them no little kindness. And they kindled a fire. and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And this is Acts chapter 28. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast fastened and hanging on his hand, listen to what they thought. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. And after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said that he was a god. Let me tell you something. I've got seven things, and I want to give these to you in a moment. I got a call, so let me take my call. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
I would like prayer for a miracle healing in my body.
Okay, what is your first name?
Nettie.
Say that again.
N-E-T-T-I-E.
Nettie. Nettie. Okay, now, Father, we are going to pray for Nettie. But we're going to pray for many, many others who will not call, but they feel the need. As they lay their hand on their internet or their radio, whichever it is, I'm asking you to heal Nettie. I'm believing you, Father. I bind that physical affliction. I don't know what it is. I don't even need to know. But I command it from her body. It has no further right in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I claim her healed. Perfectly and completely by the power of Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You, Father, do the work right now. And not just Nettie. I pray for every person out there who is right now calling on you. And they believe in you, Father, in the name of your Son. By the power of Christ's death and crucifixion and the stripes on his back. I claim them healed and made well in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Nettie, you call us next Saturday and tell us the good news of how healed you are.
Praise the Lord.
Will you do that?
I will.
Do you claim your healing?
Yes, yes.
If you're in the bed, get up. Go take a bath. Put on your clothes. Get ready to go to church tomorrow. Act like you're healed. If you have symptoms, don't accept them. The devil will bring symptoms back from a disease a person has had after they've been healed and try to trick them into doubting their healing. Don't let nothing make you doubt it.
Praise the Lord.
You claim it done and you go and sin no more, okay?
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Nettie. I claim her healed.
Hallelujah.
I claim her healed. Thank you, Lord, by your wonderful power. Not just Nettie, but every person out there that's being healed. He's a healer. He's a healer. Let me give you seven reasons why God heals people. Now, I'm waiting for you to call. I want you to call 704-391-0588. I'll put the number up again. I don't leave it up because I don't want you to get used to it being there. I want you to write it down. I want you to memorize it. I want you to know it. I want you to call a friend who's sick and tell them to call. Seven reasons why God heals. Number one, he heals because he wants to open people's mind to him. Did you know that people in America have forgot about God's mighty power? Did you know there's very little sense of God anymore around us? Did you know most people live without any awareness of God and God's power and God's holiness? My friend, let me tell you something. God is mighty. And God wants to heal because he wants to open men's hearts to him. He wants us to know he's real again. He wants us to know he's powerful again. So he opens men's hearts by miracles. You read in the Bible when miracles took place and people would start coming and getting healed and being saved. And the whole communities would turn to God. That's what I'm believing for Charlotte. I'm believing for so many miracles in Charlotte that many will start turning to the Lord and being wonderfully saved. I'm looking for a revival in this city. I really am. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Mr. Chambers. This is Jared. I would like to ask prayer for my mother, Anita. She has three.
Your mother, Anita.
Yes, sir.
All right, would you kind of back off the mic when you talk too close? It booms in my ear. Just kind of back off and let's pray for Anita. Father, I believe you for Anita. Let virtue pass through her body. I don't know the need, but whatever the physical problem is, I claim it completely eliminated. I claim it completely removed and broken. I claim it completely a miracle of healing that brings honor to your name, Father. I want you to be exalted, God. I want the Christ to be exalted, Father. I want men to know that Jesus is still the mighty Savior and that his death on the cross was supernatural and marvelous. I claim it for Anita in Jesus' name right now. I claim her healed, my brother. I claim her healed, my brother. Can you claim her healed?
Yes, Lord.
All right, you go lay your hands on her now, and you just praise God for the healing, and you tell her, I don't care what you feel, the next day don't you pay it no attention. Tell her she's healed, and to get up and claim it.
Yes, Lord, that's your will.
Amen, and God bless you. Now, I'm believing for some miracles today. Some of you would not call. And I understand. You're a little hesitant about that. Somebody will hear you and ask you about it. You just claim it in the name of the Lord Jesus. He's a mighty healer. Now, while we're getting other calls, let me tell you another reason he heals. He heals because he wants to reveal to you how helpless you are compared to how supernatural he is. That's why he heals. That's why he does wonders. It's because he wants you to know that you're helpless. I'm helpless. I'm nothing but just a helpless person in my own strength, in my own weakness. I mean, I'm nothing, but he's everything. And so he heals because he wants you to know that he's a mighty God to heal. Excuse me, I don't see things as well as I used to, and I have to look close to see the lights on my telephone. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, I'm just calling to let you know that I believe in healing, and I'd like to just tell you of a healing situation in my life.
Okay, tell us.
Okay. I've been believing in healing for a long time by the stripes of Jesus were healed. And you know something? I worked with a motor shop one time, and an electric motor shop, rebuilding electric motors, and for lunchtime I used to eat 30 minutes, and I'd walk 30 minutes. And I had this one particular way where I walked, went past. And one day, I was just walking and thanking the Lord and blessing the Lord. And instead of turning right like I normally do, I felt real strong to turn to the left. And I turned to the left and walked down that street. And when I walked down the street, I saw this girl I knew from years ago. And she was sitting on her porch smoking. And I walked by and I said hello. And she said hello. And I just walked. Something just told me to walk over to her and talk to her. And I was just talking to her, and I said, how you doing? And she said, well, I'm having some situations. And I said, you going to church now? She says, well, I hadn't been in a while and all that. And I said, well, what's the matter? And she says, well, the doctor said I got a tumor in my colon. And she said that I got to have surgery. She says, going to have two surgeries because, well, part of the tumor's on the inside and part is on the outside of the colon. And she said, will you pray for me? I said, yeah. So I put my hand on her shoulder and I asked the Lord to heal her and just explode that tumor. And you know, she was going to have surgery in a week, and she went to the doctor and they done another test on her, and they came back and said, you don't need the surgery. She said, that thing is blown up and gone.
Hallelujah. You know, I believe that.
And the Lord, and I'm thinking, who am I? You know, I'm just a regular guy.
That's right. That's all he needs is regular people. I'm just a regular preacher. I don't believe in super dupas. I don't believe in these people who all they want to do is get your money. I'm just an ordinary man, and I believe in miracles. Let me tell you, I was at Memorial Hospital many years ago, riding down the elevator, and there was a couple that got on one of the floors. I don't remember which floor, and they were crying and broken. And as we got to the bottom, I said, you folks seem very depressed. Something's wrong. Do you mind sharing it with me? Our daughter, and she was just a little girl, I think 7 or 8 or 9, don't remember the exact age. She had cancer and she was dying. and the doctor had just given up on her and said there's nothing we can do. I said, well, let's pray for her right now. So standing in the lobby, outside the door of the elevator, I laid my hands, or took their hands, I think, and we prayed a Holy Ghost prayer. And God just ministered. And I went on my way. I didn't tell them my name. I didn't tell them where I pastored. But a week or so later, they come looking for me. And they come to the church and said, is this the church where a man, and they described me. Yes, I believe you have Reverend Chambers. And they came in my office, Reverend Chambers, we come to tell you our daughter is perfectly healed. The doctor just told her it's all gone and she's well. And what a happy couple they were. I've had many of those kind of miracles, and I don't understand why we live in a day that there's so few of them. Thank you for calling.
Hey, is that Reverend Chambers? Can I tell you one more thing real quick?
If you'll be real quick now, I got somebody else waiting.
I'll be real quick. I was helping load up real heavy piece of steel, me and another fella, and it was real heavy, and it just... I caught a catch in my back, and it hurt me so bad I had to drop that thing, and we had to jump out of the way. And whenever I walked away from that thing, I had to go lay down in the floor and pull my knees, my chest, my back hurt so bad. But God healed me of that. I'm 65 years old right now, and I can do 20 push-ups.
I used to do 50 push-ups, and I got to start doing them again. Thank you, brother. I love you for that.
Well, thank you. I love you, too. And
God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers.
Yes.
I need to request a prayer for my daughter. Her name is Abigail Wells.
Your father?
It's my daughter.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Abigail.
Would you like for Abigail to be healed?
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 17.
17. What do you mind telling us her problem? Is it something?
She has been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and she has been waiting surgery, which will be this week, for a resection in a couple of different places of her colon.
All right, let's pray for God to heal her. Now, if God heals her, is that doctor going to check her before he goes in and starts cutting?
No, he's going in to cut.
Well, tell him you want him to check her again before he goes in to cut. Can you do that?
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Now, what's her name again?
Abigail.
Abigail. I love that name, by the way. Father. Father, I come to you for Abigail. Jehovah. Jehovah God, this little lady, 17 years old. I don't know what can be the consequence of this surgery, but I know often the consequence is worse than the disease. And I know the things that can happen in the processes. And I know that it's your desire to heal Abigail. And right now, today, sitting here on this chair, Father, for your glory only, that Jesus might be exalted throughout this radio audience, I ask you to heal Abigail. I bind this difficulty in her colon. I command it out. It has to go. It has to go. There's no choice. Father, in Jesus' name, let virtue pass through her body. Make her perfectly whole. Presendo Hodriya. Ya nunesikli bisokaba. Vina sahotamate. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And amen. I believe Abigail's healed.
Yes, sir.
Can you claim it?
Yes, sir.
Well, shout it out, will you?
Amen.
Shout it out. Praise him with all your heart. And tell Abigail to claim her healing. Claim her healing right today in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank
you. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for calling.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I believe that many others are being healed. Every one of you that's been healed today, I want to hear your testimony in the days to come. Doctors will confirm when you're healed. They will find it gone. It's missing. Where is it at? Well, when Jesus heals, they can't find it. I claim a miracle. I claim a miracle in every one of these cases. But there are many listening to me. You didn't call, but you do know that God's a... You can't even believe in God and not believe in miracles. How can you believe in God and not believe in miracles? That's impossible. If he's God, he's a miracle worker. It's as natural for God to be supernatural as it's natural for you to be natural. Now, that's another reason that Jesus heals the sick. I'm telling you the seven reasons. I won't get to all of them today. I'll finish next week, Lord willing. But there's another reason. That's to show you and exalt to you the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Right in here in this sanctuary, there hangs a cross. It has nobody on it because he has been resurrected from the dead and he's alive at the Father's right hand. And because of his glorious victory, he healed. You can't believe in the victory of the cross and the resurrection and not believe in divine healing and supernatural wonders. We're going to see wonders all over this city, all over Gastonia, all over all these communities around here. We're going to believe it. We're going to believe it. I'm telling you, we're going to believe it, and God's going to do it. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. I would like to tell and testify of how God has healed me four times of cancer from 1994 until 2016. And I've had ovarian cancer. I've had melanoma. I've had breast cancer in one breast one time, and then this last year, two cancers in this other breast a time. Not including the three times that he has healed me of stomach operations. And I can testify that he is the great physician, that he is the one who heals.
He is supernatural, and he is aching. He is yearning. He is lovingly reaching out all across the world to show people his power. And if we would start letting him show his power, our kids would start seeing it. Our neighbors would start seeing it. The people we work with would start seeing it. And Jesus would be glorified. And before we knew it, these people would fall under conviction of sin. And they would turn to Christ. All through the Bible, it was the great miracles and wonders that shook the people and caused them to turn to the Lord.
Yeah, and that's what I pray for my family, that they will see and know that God has healed. And of course, I did go through the chemo and I went through radiation, but I would lay there and marvel at the technology of all this stuff.
And I want to tell you, I don't doubt there's some power in that technology, but I can tell you the supernatural power of Christ to heal, he don't even need their technology. He can heal you supernaturally without a knife touching your body.
And I agree with that, but he reminded me that Luke was a doctor and that he does heal through.
And I think we are sometimes very careless in trying to give the credit, though, to doctors and chemotherapy. I want to give it to God, but you are healed, and I thank God for you, and I'm not going to question nothing, but just say praise the Lord.
Yeah, and I do. A doctor's treat. That's my philosophy. Doctors treat, but God heals.
A doctor can't heal nothing. Only God can heal. The doctor can practice on you and do anything he knows. And I'm not putting down doctors. I'm not here to criticize them. I got some great friends who are doctors. But I'm here to tell you, I serve a God. He has healed me without a knife so beautifully. And I praise him for it.
Yeah, and I have praised him and thanked him too, because I know that he is the one who healed.
Yes, he is. Thank you, dear lady. God bless your heart. What a God we serve, folks. What a God we serve. And he's ready to give you a miracle. He's ready to lay his hand upon you. And I trust him completely. I don't spend my time putting down the doctors. I spend my time exalting the mighty Lord, who is mighty to heal. Mighty to heal. Doctors will do the best they know and the best they can. But Jesus will heal you from your head down to your toes, my friend. I'm here to tell you, and our churches need to start preaching this, and our pastors need to start practicing this. I know the reason most preachers can't have healing services is because they run as quick as they sneeze to a doctor themselves, and I don't do that. I trust in the Lord. I depend on his power. Now, this program has been wonderful. I've been telling you for a month that I need your help, and I'm not doing these programs to get anybody's help. I'm telling you, but I need your help. I'm asking God for 20,000 before October is over. We've been through September, and we've got 4,000, between 4 and 5, but I need 15 to 20 more, and I want you to help me. Every one of you, call right now, get our name, get our address, I'm sorry, or give us your address. You can go on our website, paulcreek.org. There's a PayPal button, and you can go right there. You can write us at Paul Creek, Charlotte, North Carolina, Paul Creek Ministries, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. And all of that address is on our website, okay? Go to paulcreek.org. go to paulcrick.org. Now, tell your friends that this sermon will be on the internet within about 2 hours. Tell them now that it'll be on the internet in less than 2 hours, and they can go hear it, and they can be healed wherever they are. Whatever the condition is, it doesn't matter. They can be healed. I believe in that healing virtue. I don't doubt it for a moment. I know how mighty it is to heal and how mighty He desires to heal you. Hey, we'd love to have you in church tomorrow. I'll be preaching on healing in the morning, and we're going to have a prayer line after the sermon, and we're going to pray for the sick. We're going to cast out devils if someone is here that needs a demon possession and a demon deliverance. We're going to look for healing of whatever and whoever that may come to visit this church. You will hear the Word of God, plain, clear, simple. You'll hear nothing but the Word of God. We won't preach the Word to try to get your money, but to try to see a miracle in your life. Tomorrow night, my new associate is preaching. Just arrived here Friday a week ago. His name is Joe Gans, a wonderful preacher. A wonderful preacher. He'll be on the radio in a week or two. I'm giving him a week or two to get his feet wet and get settled down around here. And then you'll get to meet him. We'll put up some of his sermons. And so tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Brother Gans will be preaching. Tomorrow night at 6, he'll be preaching regular on the Sunday night services, okay? Once in a while, there'll be a guest. Once in a while, maybe our youth minister. But Brother Gans will be responsible to preach on Sunday night. I'll be preaching on Sunday morning. And so in the morning, 11 o'clock or 10 to 11, I'll be preaching. Tomorrow evening, 6, Brother Gans. Now, you don't want to miss these services. I'm here to tell you, this church is growing. This church is on fire. Something is happening in this church that's absolutely exciting. I'm here to tell you that. And there's no ifs and ands about it. God is moving. We are growing. We're reaching out. We're starting a bus ministry. Our fellowship times together are just wonderful. God is doing something, and it's wonderful. Now, I want to hear from you. I've got time for one more call, and I'm going to pray in a moment for anybody out there that needs a miracle. Anybody, everybody, from one end of this audience to the other, all the way to Australia, New Zealand, up in northern Russia, you know, all those parts of the world that used to be Russian, USSR, many different nations up there. Couldn't name them all, but I want them to believe. Down in South in Africa, you know, England, South America, Canada, wherever you are, God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. God wants to reveal Himself to you. God wants to manifest Himself to you. And He wants to do it without the aid of a doctor. He wants to do it simply because you totally trust Him. I won't put it down. If you go to a doctor, that's your business. But I'll tell you this. He's able to heal you without the aid of the doctor. He is the mighty physician. This body is His body. Remember what I read to begin with? The body is the Lord's, and the Lord is for the body. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. This is a sacred temple. This is a sacred temple. Our temple is His sacred dwelling place. And He wants to make miracles known and manifest in this body. Father, I come to You in Jesus' name for every person joining me right now. I claim a miracle. Miracle in Australia. A miracle in the Ukraine. A miracle in Scotland. A miracle in South America. A miracle in South Africa. A miracle in Canada, wherever they are, Father, I'm claiming Your miracle working power. I'm claiming Your supernatural arm and hand, Father, manifest and mightily known. Wherever the person is who right now bows their head and receives Your miracle, I claim it for them, Father. I claim it for them in Jesus' name. Wherever, whoever, folks, I'm believing God for you. Bind that demon that possesses that transgender person or thinks they're transgender. That person who is a sodomite, a homosexual. I bind those demon spirits that possess them in this horrible sex bondage. I bind it and command it broken. I claim healing of that body. I claim a miracle in that life. I pray for that mother who wants to have a baby. That married lady who wants to have a baby with her husband. I pray, Father, You will heal that lack of being able to become pregnant and to have a child. I claim a miracle, Father. I claim a miracle, Father. I claim a miracle all over my audience. In Jesus' name. Miracles and wonders. Now remember, we care about you. Call us at 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. We care about you. We love you. You're important to us. We will care for you with all of our heart. We will minister to you with all that's in us. We will reach out to you, and God will give you miracles. I love you. Hey, I love you. Hey, I love you.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds. And the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone.